Hello, my name is Jonathan Wells. I have a PhD in molecular and cell biology from the University of California at Berkeley, where I also did postdoctoral research. I have published articles in peer-reviewed scientific journals, and I have taught embryology at California State University. Currently, I am a senior fellow at the Discovery Institute in Seattle. Thank you for allowing me to speak tonight. I am not here to propose that biology textbooks include discussions of intelligent design or biblical creationism. Nor am I here to propose that textbooks water down or remove discussions of evolution. I am here to help ensure that on the topic of evolution, textbooks are free from factual errors and that they enable students to analyze, review, and critique scientific explanations, including hypotheses and theories, as to their strengths and weaknesses using scientific evidence and information. I have reviewed the coverage of evolution in all 11 biology textbooks being considered here for adoption. I found that most of them contain serious factual errors from the viewpoint of peer-reviewed scientific literature. And all of them, to varying degrees, fall short, in my opinion, of enabling students to critique evolutionary theory using scientific evidence and information. Since time is short, however, I will deal with only one topic, which happens to be my area of research specialty, my specialty, vertebrate embryos and evolution. In their coverage of this topic, 6 of the 11 textbooks contain serious factual errors. Now, I don't know if you can see this clearly. Charles Darwin thought that the embryos of vertebrates, animals with backbones, are most similar in their earliest stages and become different only as they develop toward their adult forms. Darwin considered this by far the strongest single class of facts in favor of this theory, and these drawings were made by a fellow Darwinist, Ernst Haeckel, to illustrate the point. As you can see, the embryos in the top row are very similar as they develop down here to fish or amphibians or turtles or so on, humans, they become different. The problem is these drawings were faked a century ago. The embryos don't actually look like that. Here's a comparison of Haeckel's top row with drawings from actual embryos. They're quite different, recognizably different. Yet several textbooks being considered here contain Haeckel's fake drawings. This one is from Starr and Taggart. The same drawing occurs in the Raver book. A similar drawing occurs in Raven and Johnson. One book, Biggs et al., slightly improved on these drawings. Sorry, that's time. Anyway, this is clearly a factual error that I think should be removed. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Wells. Are there questions? Is this the last one? I believe that concludes. I just want to say how much I appreciate it. Your name's been mentioned more than Charles Darwin, so you must be having an impact in this society.
I want to say thank you to the board members who stayed late, and thank you all for everybody who participated today for thoughtful discussion and civil discourse. I appreciate it, and I'm sure it's appreciated by all.